today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Thursday afternoon, I had a melody stuck in my head for like 20 minutes, and I was like, it was killing me. I couldn't figure out what it was. Da 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 da.
All right, here we are, day 5 in the 5 days of Christmas here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
So, you've probably been listening all week. You probably understand how this goes. We've been counting down this year's class of Holiday Song Hall of Fame inductees. And how do you think things have been going so far?
I think it's gone really well. I think framing it a little bit more as like we're inducting it into the Hall of Fame, you know, other than having sort of like a countdown is helpful. I find that interesting too. And I just want to thank everybody who voted, because
yeah,
we started off real slow and I was a little worried that it was, you know, people had didn't like the idea that, you know, there were songs were eliminated and it might not be in there. But then we really picked up steam. So I really appreciate everybody who voted in the poll. It was really, really fun to go through all the selections and obviously done with some care, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. No, so appreciate everybody who participates in this. This is really fun. A lot of fun. I don't know if we introduced ourselves, but you guys probably know who we are by now. But anyway, I'm Jim, and that's Patrick.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, and it's Rockin' the Suburbs, and let's just get to the number 2 song on this year's countdown.
Today's tomorrows won't always be the same. I hear the pastimes calling. I've heard the recalled names. They're taking out the ribbons. They're wrapping up with bows. Some need the warmth reliving. Some need the fires that burn. Distance, time frozen, hearts return. And though the snow is falling, we'll have a place that's warm at of how to remember this one day. The light that's clear on the windowsill will always be in play.
At Home, Ali Parks. This had no chance of making it in previous years because it's a brand new song.
I know.
It's a brand new song.
It feels already broken in, you know, like a favorite pair of jeans. I love it. I've heard it so many times this year, and it's very special to our community, obviously.
All right. So do you want to tell the quick story about this song, Patrick, or should we turn it over to Mike Wagner?
Well, I think we should go to Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Well, I mean, it's really down to Scott. I mean, he called me. If you listen to, I guess the reason we got on is we got the RTS bump, clearly, because we're having our own episode. That's what put us over the top. But yeah, Scott called me actually last year, and he's like, "Hey, can Ali sing? You have a song Ali can do?" And I send him a couple, and that's the one they chose.
Yeah.
And I mean, it just everything worked out, and it's I'm really happy for Ali. It's I think she's really pleased with it. And
so this is a Mike Wagner composition. That's Mike you hear playing on the song, and then Ali Parks, daughter of Scott Parks, known to the known in the podcast community on vocals. So there you go.
Mr. Mike Coley did the artwork that's on the
beautiful very photograph.
Cool. So shout out for him. But
was that Anton Figg on drums?
Okay. And I don't know if you couldn't really hear it on that cut, but Nicky Hopkins did play piano.
There it is.
No, great. It's a wonderful song. It's a wonderful song, and so happy that people in the community, you know, voted for it in these numbers. It connects, right, with people.
I'm not going to lie. I was hoping we would make it, but that's really cool to be number two. That's great. And it's funny because you were talking about when you recorded. I recorded the drums. I went to a studio in Houston and recorded the drums for three songs: the ones that my kids wrote, the one that Sheila recorded, and then the one and this one, all in the same day, June, in the middle of Houston.
Christmas songs. That's great. Any other comments? Anybody? Kurt Gallagher.
I was telling the story on the Hoot the other night, but that's not going to be on the podcast, so I'll tell it again. Thursday afternoon, I had a melody stuck in my head for like 20 minutes, and I was like, it was killing me. I couldn't figure out what it was. Da, 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 da. And I stopped trying to figure it out, and then it popped into my head. Oh, it's At Home. So congratulations to Mike and Allie and Scott, their manager, for putting together such a catchy, beautiful song. I played it. When I do libraries and schools, I put it on my pre-show music, so I hear it at least once a day. And the crowd seems to love it, and they're smiling, and it puts them in the spirit. So congratulations again, guys. It's a banger.
Well, that's really great. That makes me very happy. Thank you.
Yeah, and if those listening out there want to learn more, you can go to episode 1746, where we did an interview, and Scott and Allie and Mike and everybody were on there. As well, so they kind of tell a little bit more detail of the backstory. It's fun.
Very, very fun. Mike Coley.
I just wanted to thank Scott for asking me for some pictures. I got a photo on streaming services, and that little part that I was able to have. Mike, tremendous song. Love the sound of your guitar.
It's great. It sounds very Christmassy. There's something about that sort of jangle sound, obviously, that suits a holiday song.
I've often said I don't understand why there's more Rickenbacker Christmas songs. I'm like, it's like I can't think of, I literally can't think of another one. I'm like, you know, and that one has that ultra. That's the one that it comes with a really compressed. That's how it gets that really different sort of sound on there. And I just stumbled across the chords one day, and that was it.
Wonderful. Okay, so that leaves us one song left for this year's countdown, but
what could it be?
That, let's see here. Here are songs that just missed the
just
cut.
Missed.
You want to read through these, Patrick?
Yeah, sure. So we got a Vandal, the Vandals, Oi to the World. I know Billy is on, and I know he voted for that one. I think a Coop might have been on his ballot as well. That's a cool song. That's one I did not know at all until like last year people voted for it. The Vince Guaraldi Trio, Christmas Time Is Here, I think it's on the verge of a breakthrough. There's a lot of songs on that album though that people chose, like Skating got votes, Linus and Lucy got some votes, so I know a lot of people like that record as a whole, but that, you know, that's probably one of the more well-known ones. Greg Lake, I Believe in Father Christmas. I'll just leave that one there. Jose Feliciano with Feliz Navidad, and Wolfpack, Christmas in LA. This is one I didn't know until this year. So if you guys haven't listened to that, go listen to it. It's really a fun song, and they came close to breaking in. Brenda Lee with the classic Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, and Jackson 5, Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. That's my favorite version of that song. Close again. It may be, the odds on that one, Jim, it may be one of the betting favorites for next year to get into the Hall of Fame.
I think that would be the first repeat song.
Yeah,
it's
that's
still,
right.
I don't think it's happened, right? So,
yep, it has not, right? Because yeah. Springsteen's in there with it.
Yeah. Okay, and I just put this together for you, Patrick, here. Other holiday song observations. I think you had some more comments.
Yeah, there was a couple things I wanted to mention. One was voter Scott P. Johnson. I want to thank him for bringing up a song. And I don't know if anybody has heard this, but I did find an article that called it the most unhinged Christmas song of all time. And it's the song An Old Fashioned Christmas, recorded by Linda Bennett in 1975. Are people familiar with this? It's quite a terrible story. So if anybody wants to go out and find it, I would suggest you look for An Old-Fashioned Christmas, in parentheses, Daddy's Home. And Scott P. Johnson did say it's not only it may be the worst Christmas song ever. It's easily the worst Christmas song ever. It may be the worst song of all time. So there's that. I thought that was kind of interesting. Noah Crane, I wanted to read out. It's not Christmas time until the Suburbs Pod Holiday Countdown plays Nostalgia and Tradition for Music Nerds. So I wanted to thank Noah for making that comment. Love songs that we know are essentially bad, he said. With the exception of Wonderful Christmas Time, all holiday songs are wonderful. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everyone. So thank you, Noah. Listen to his show, From the Woods, on every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Suburbs Radio. And I know people have started to play holiday songs on Suburbs Radio. So if you want to pop over there, you'll probably start to get more of a flow of holiday songs as the date gets closer.
How do people find that radio station?
You can go to suburbsradio.com and dial it up. You can also go to the stores on your phone. You can get an app for Android or iPhone and download them there.
Very good.
Thank you, Kevin Goff.
All right, we got some hands raised here. People want to
chime in
with some other comments. Kevin Bartlett.
Yeah, I just not knowing what the number one is. I was surprised that like George Thorogood and the Destroyers' Rock and Roll Christmas, and that's a great song. It's on my list, and it should be on yours too, people.
It's on mine.
That's fantastic. And then, I mean, this is probably the number one song, and I really hope it is. But AC/DC's I Want a Mistress for Xmas. I mean, that goes to all of those unanswered gifts that I've never been able to get. And if my wife is listening, you're welcome.
Well, we'll see. We haven't revealed number one yet here.
Yeah, and there is another one. I don't know if you're familiar with this one, Kevin. You probably are. Nick Julichow put it in his ballot. Oh, Come All Ye Grateful Deadheads. That's a new one on me this year.
Yeah, I voted for that.
Oh, did you? Okay, cool.
Yeah. By Bob Rivers. They did a bunch of kind of parody type songs.
Nice.
That's great.
You can't forget Spinal Tap, Christmas with the Devil. Either.
Yes, that's got a few votes as well.
There you go. Yeah.
That was Billy McNeil. Sorry, one last thing.
That was Billy McNeil, everyone, who just chimed in.
Yeah,
hey, Billy.
One last song, and this could also be number one, but my kids loved it, Santa Lost a Hoe.
I saw that one on the list as well.
I mean, these are great songs, people.
We'll have to have the Kevin Bartlett playlist. We'll have to make that That's available. Right.
Christmas with Kevin.
There you go.
I also noticed that there's a song called by the Pointed Sticks called Power Pop Santa. Anybody familiar with that? That was the first one. I just heard that for the first time this year, and I really, really liked it. So I think people would probably get into that if they want something a little different. Cool. Mela Kalikimaka by... Bing Crosby got several votes, but also there's a version by Jimmy Buffett. I was not aware of that. Rest in power, Jimmy. And he that got two votes as well. So I thought that was interesting.
Nice. Jason Goble has a comment.
Going back to something I said earlier this week, and I guess I said it in connection with Run, Rudolph, Run. And I had also voted for Blue Christmas, but the song that should make the list, hopefully next year, is Brenda Lee's "Rocking Around the Christmas Tree." It didn't make number one in the country, or is it number one just on a holiday list? I remember seeing alerts this week that it was like number one on some Billboard chart. I think it was number one in the country.
Well, Craig Rosen is an expert on such matters, Craig.
Yes, it's number one on the Hot 100.
Okay.
Wow.
And Mariah, I know this stuff because I do some of this crap for work. Mariah Carey sent Brenda Lee flowers.
Is that
Mariah Carey, who last year tried unsuccessfully to trademark the Queen of Christmas sent Brenda Lee flowers. So all is right in the world.
The other one that I just added for the first time on my list, it was something I thought about from the 80s. It was one of those ones that I used to love, was Billy Squier's Christmas is the Time to Say I Love You. Mm. You know, I associate it more with the video, I guess. I wasn't one of the first people to get MTV. I think it came to New York like maybe a year or two after it started. But that was always a fun video with all the VJs and the MTV staff and, you know, sing along with Billy Squier. So that's the new one. Now that Elton has finally made the list, that I'll be trumpeting over the years.
All right. Thank you, Jason. Adam Coop.
Yeah, I Craig brought it up in the chat, and I'm glad he did. It reminded me that, so the Oi to the World by the Vandals, great song, no doubt covers it, and it's just as great. I mean, it's an awesome song. I love punk music, so if you also like punk music, Bad Religion did a Christmas songs album that is phenomenal. Traditional Christmas songs. And then also there was a compilation a few years ago called Punk Rock Christmas. And the Suicide Machines, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, kicks off that album. And that is the definitive version of that song for me now. Oh. It is incredible.
Got to check that out because I love that song. Talk about some good writing. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Adam. Craig Rosen.
Yes, I have to represent. I didn't, once again, I didn't do a ballot, so I have no right to speak, but thank you for letting me speak. I have to represent my people. On my playlist that I mentioned, I have I throw in a few Hanukkah songs, and here's a few to check out. First of all, there's an instrumental version of Dreidel Dreidel in the style of The Ventures by the Meshuggah Beach Party, which I urge you to check out. Also, the Levies, which is a band that features one of the guys from Guster. I think I mentioned their should be hit last year, Applesauce or Sour Cream. Mm-hmm. But I also have this song, How Do You Spell? Tries to answer the age old question. The title of the song is How Do You Spell Hanukkah? Which is a funny tune.
How did they spell it in the title of the song?
They spelled it with a C.
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't know how many N's, though, because I've already clicked out of that playlist. Okay. Let me try to find this one.
Okay. A
few others worth mention real quick. Mention that. The great Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, which they have a great holiday album. And one of the songs on that is called 8 Days in parentheses of Hanukkah. They spell it with an H, but it's a really great tune. And that's a great album, by the way. Ain't No Chimneys in the Projects is also on this album, and it's a great tune also on my playlist.
Very cool. Patrick, do you have the full list there of songs that got votes?
Uh-huh.
Did the Adam Sandler Hanukkah song get any votes? I'm curious.
Now that's not the one from Saturday Night Live, is it? I Wish It Was Christmas Today.
No, that's a different song.
Okay. Let me do a search here. Control F. Yes, it did get, two votes
for the Hanukkah song. All right.
Yep. Right next to somebody voted for, is this right? Bryan Adams doing Run
yeah,
Rudolph Run.
He did. Okay. That was on, the first, Very Special Christmas.
Okay.
Album.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He got a vote.
Yep. Kirk Gallagher.
I know we love The Who. I'm just surprised in 3 years, no mention of Christmas from Tommy. Is it disqualified because Tommy's also in the song? Does that make it not a Christmas song? Or?
Got 3 votes.
Oh, okay. So it's getting close. And I just want to put in a plug for This Christmas by Donny Hathaway.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
In the grocery store whenever it comes on or anywhere, anytime.
Hmm. Well, funny you should mention that.
It is.
Kirk Gallagher, because number one this year is...
Hanukkah, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be a very special Christmas.
All right, Donny Hathaway, This Christmas, that song is undeniable. I mean, come on.
That's fantastic.
Does that song not just put you in the Christmas spirit?
Absolutely does, yeah. And where is Terry Verge? Because we got to let her know that it's made it into the Holiday Hall of Fame, so that the Verges should be happy this year. They got two presents.
Yep.
Both love those songs.
Terry, thanks you very much again. She had one song on her ballot this year for the third year running, and I believe it finally made it in. It's a fantastic song. I mean, it's one of those, I would say I wasn't very familiar with it before I got married, but now that I have been in my relationship for quite a while, there's a lot of different soul songs that are fantastic Christmas songs, and this one's certainly towards the top of the list.
Absolutely. Atco Records. You know, it's interesting, Jim. It's one of those ones that when you listen to it, it's not very easy, at least for me, my ears anyway, to determine what era it came from. Like, it could have been an 80s song, you know, it could have been a 60s song. Could have been almost anywhere.
That's actually a really good point, because it does have a bit of that. When you first hear it, yeah, you think it might be part of that, like, 80s R&B
yes.
kind of sound mm-hmm. to it, right? But it's not.
Absolutely.
It was recorded in 1970.
Isn't that crazy?
And interestingly, though, it was not a big hit at the time, but became a bigger hit. You mentioned Atco Records.
Uh-huh.
Atco Records had a Christmas compilation album that came out before this song, 1968. I think it was called Soul Christmas, by the way. When they re-released that compilation in 1991, they included this Donny Hathaway song.
Oh,
and it became big from that point on.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it took That's like 20 years. For people mm-hmm. to really, truly discover the song, and became a big Christmas hit after that. So there
really
you go.
Really interesting, yeah.
But I think it would fit in the 90s, too. Like, you're right. It's sort of, it's a very interesting sounding song in that way. But,
yeah.
But man, Donny Hathaway's singing is just great on it. And just what a great groove to that tune.
Oh, totally is. Yep.
All right. Any other thoughts on that song or others? Well, happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays. Thanks, everybody, for coming on the call and recording these episodes with us. It means a lot.
There you go. Happy holidays to all.
There we go.
And to all, a good night. All right. We'll do this again next year, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, mark your calendars. We'll see you there. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenahan.
And I'm Patrick Foster. Merry Christmas.
Yep, and a happy new year, and we'll talk to you all later.
Mariah Carey, who last year tried unsuccessfully to trademark the Queen of Christmas, sent Brenda Lee flowers. So,
nice.
All is right in the world.